is 657 and the rain is coming down. Michael J. Douglas will join me again in a couple of moments. I liked it when Dusty Springfield did it, huh? I like it now. Basie the Rollers, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, right off the request line and right on Stereo Super U.
Light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase today.
FM Stereo Richfield. It's 7 a.m.
Right on Super U, Twin Cities.
You went under the Thursday morning at 7:05. I'm Rob Sherwood. Michael J. is going to join me. He's just a moment away.
The Ten Penny Two. Near the Seven High Shopping Center announces some exciting new specials for your dining and entertainment pleasure. The Ten Penny Two has some of the finest dining around with complete dinner menus served 7 days a week. Sundays from 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday from 5 to 10 p.m. and on Saturdays from 5 to 11:30. And new at the Ten Penny Two is their Super Salad Bar, available Monday through Friday. On Thursday nights, a dinner special featuring complete prime rib dinner for only $4.95. So for a fine evening of dining pleasure, make a date to visit the Ten Penny Two. It's one block north of Highway 7. It's on 101, near the Seven High Shopping Center.
Ever drink with me, sweetheart?
Oh, yeah. Play it again, Sam.
Hey, would you do me a little favor?
I will, whatever
I've been
say.
Answering the telephone and hearing many questions like, when are you guys going off the air?
When are we going off the air?
Everybody wants to know. So
September 16th.
Did you hear that out there, gang?
At 9:30 in the morning.
September 16th at 9:30 in the morning. Be it resolved. You have been told. There.
Why did you have to bring it up?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. It's been an interesting experiment.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Remember what? That. No matter what anybody tells you about U100. And the fact, today's our birthday, incidentally, Michael. 2 years ago today we started.
How old are we?
2 years old.
Oh, 2 years old.
Mm-hmm. What a young age to
pass away. It sure doesn't seem like it's been a year, 2 years already.
It has been 2 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
2 years ago today.
Seems more like 20 to me.
And the station was successful in just about every area that you can name. Financial, ratings. The only area I can think of we were not successful was in longevity.
Yeah.
But two out of three ain't bad.
You shouldn't laugh too much, though.
Why?
There's three guys on their way from Newark, New Jersey.
To put us in a drum and float us, huh?
Yes, they're going to put you in a barrel. J. Paul Blake called, and he said you weren't at the Kicks game last night, number one.
I was.
Number two, you were?
We were going to talk about that at 7:35.
All right, I'll save it for then.
Okay.
You still got time to call these guys off.
Okay,
they're
good.
On their way, and they know what you look like. They saw what
you
did.
Is this the same crowd that called up when I was a Mark Fidrich fan for a day?
Same bunch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're kind of wiggy.
So be careful. They're dangerous.
All right. What is...
It's
what is the news?
It's 68 degrees in the Twin Cities. We had a little bit of rain there, just a shower. We may have some more. Eastside St. Paul residents, did you see some black smoke last night? Huh? And early this morning? Well, you know where the fire was. It was that bunch of burning old tires at East 7th Street at Atlantic. St. Paul firemen battled a 5-alarm blaze at 9 o'clock last night, had it under control about 2 hours later. Officials think it was started by an arsonist. This is the third time since last May that somebody's done that cute little thing of starting that whole bunch of tires on fire. No relief in sight until tomorrow. As far as this ozone situation is concerned around the Twin Cities metro area, Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says a stagnation advisory remains in effect today for the central and southeastern parts of the state. Agency says the ozone level is high and the air is very polluted in those areas. Tomorrow, the Weather Bureau expects cooler air to enter the state from the west. Until then, anybody with respiratory or heart trouble is advised to stay indoors. Ugh, I'm plugged up, too. About 200 residents from the Twig, Minnesota area. Sherwood, you must know where Twig is, don't you?
Sure.
That's up by Cloquet, I think.
It's around there someplace. It's a little northwest of that, I think.
Well, they all turned out last night to protest against what they fear will be a raucous rock fest. The end of summer boogie has already been approved. It's scheduled to be held at the Cloquet River Inn at Cloquet, September 5th. Between 5,000 and 10,000 freaks expected
what
to be there.
What is this?
Members of the St. Louis County Board say they'll look at the situation again and perhaps withdraw permission to hold the rock and roll fest. Promoters say they will sue the board if the permit is denied, because they've come too far now with their plans.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, well, you heard about it first, right here from me, up in Twig. Now, where is it again? At the Cloquet River Inn at Cloquet, September 5th.
I don't even know where the Cloquet River Inn is.
Me neither. Well, somebody must know where it is. Yeah. They're holding a rock fest up there. Did you hear the latest from Mars? The latest results from a biology experiment aboard Viking 1 once again raised the possibility of life in Martian soil, scientists said yesterday, though non-living chemical explanations have not been excluded. As in past reports, scientists were equivocal, refusing to make firm conclusions about what's still a mystery to them, too. Dr. Norman Horowitz said the data increases the chance that the activity detected by the robot lander is a living biological process. However, Dr. Harold Klein, leader of the biology team, which Horowitz is a member, was more cautious. He said alternative explanations must be ruled out before any pronouncement about life can be made. Scientists emphasize one of the prerequisites for announcing life on Mars clearly has not been met. That is the discovery of organic matter in the soil. That's believed that any Martian life would produce organic compounds, and so far the laboratory has found none. I get more confused every time I read one of those things.
Yeah.
Did you hear about those guys who were driving on the freeway yesterday in Michigan at 55 miles an hour, and they backed traffic up all over the place?
Yeah.
Stephen Long and five friends of his all got in separate cars, drove the 50 miles of Interstate 94 between Ann Arbor to Detroit, Michigan at 55 miles an hour. They drove the entire distance, two and three cars abreast, and when they got to Detroit, there were about 600 cars backed up behind him. He said he wanted to protest the way motorists ignore the speed limit, wasting gasoline in the process. The group with signs declaring stay alive at 55 and, hey, there's a gas shortage, left Ann Arbor shortly after 7 in the morning on the two- and three-lane freeway. About 4 miles later, they had a following of 45 cars and trucks. And it got so crowded, said Mr. Long, that some motorists began passing us right down in the ditch and on the shoulders, just going crazy. Lieutenant Robert Pfeiffer, commander of the Ypsilanti, Michigan Police Force, said the protest was legal, since motorists do have a legal right to drive the legal speed limit.
Right on.
55 miles an hour.
I don't like it either, but it's
I
the law.
I like it. I like it. I'm for it.
I don't like it.
I drove 50. Listen, I'll tell you something, Michael. I drove 55 before it was the law.
That's because you were always drunk.
Yeah, right.
Couldn't go any faster.
But answer me a question, right?
Answer me a question, right?
Answer me an answer. Give
I'll
me
answer,
an answer
it wrong
to the
if
question.
I want to. It's my prerogative.
Here's the thing.
What?
When you're driving on the freeway, say 494, it's three lanes there, you know, for a while.
494. Yeah.
Okay. Is yep. what is the speed you should be going in the fast lane?
About 80?
55,
oh, 55,
right?
That's right. I'm sorry.
That's right.
About 55.
But
yeah.
You know, you drive 55 in a fast lane and they get all mad at you.
Yeah, they do. They try to pass you up.
They pass you up and they give you little signals as they go by.
Well, you know, the whole thing is some people think it was a political thing and everything, which, you know, everybody, there must be a shortage, right, of gasoline. There must really be, regardless of which side of the political fence you're on or if you don't like authority or not.
Forget
there
about
is a gas.
Gas
shortage.
Just well, forget about the gas.
Well, what's the reason to go 55 then?
Look at all the lives that are being saved. Fewer people are getting killed.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah,
I you agree.
I always get behind a truck though.
Your
with a
car
CB
doesn't
in
go
it,
55.
I can go about 70 is what I do.
No,
where was I? Well, I'm just disappointed.
Would Walter Cronkite say that?
No. He's rich. He doesn't have to see that.
Yes,
I'm still trying to get his job. Finally.
Yeah?
Believe it or cram it, the latest entry into the Fright Films category, following movies about giant sharks, right? Oversized gorillas, mammoth grizzly bears. The movie is about crocodiles. Australian film company has started filming a story about a 20-foot gator that eats 7 people, demolishes 14 houses, and eats a girl as a human sacrifice. Producer Terry Bork reports that Crocodile will feature a transistorized mechanical marvel that can swim, walk, run, dive, and devour anything in its sight.
And play Alexander's ragtime band upside down and backwards.
The transistorized star is currently being assembled in Japan. What a movie. What a crock. U100, super summer weather, clear to partly cloudy through tomorrow. Chance of a thunderstorm this morning. We've already had a brief one down here in Eagan, anyway. Tonight we may have another one, and tomorrow also. High today and tomorrow in the upper 80s, low tonight in the upper 60s. It's, 68 degrees right now. Michael J. Douglas with Rob Sherman.
Now you like this song. Michael, this is Glenn Campbell. Well, hi, how are you?
I've been walking these streets so long.
I'm Rob Sherwood. All right. You went under super summer weather in case you missed it a moment ago. Clear? Later on today, with partly cloudy chance of thunder showers intermittently. High today in the 80s. These are the Bee Gees. You went under presents the sound of Motown Saturday and Sunday. Noon to midnight. Both days. Sherman at 7:21. I said that already. How's that?
You told me I was the one.